Yo, this is CO Smooth, and I'm here with the Odd Man on Down with the Kings, Maxim FM Hip Hop.
You're listening to Down with the Kings on Maximum FM Hip Hop.
Greetings and salutations. You've got it locked down with the Kings, and I am the Odd Man back here on Maximum FM Hip Hop. And I'm pleased to be joined by a gentleman that was one half of a dynamic duo back in the early in the 90s that was important to hip hop back then. They brought us all sorts of wonderful tracks that were soulful and were real, and I think that's really important when we think about the music back then. He is one half of Pete Rock and CL Smooth. I got CL Smooth in the house. What's happening, CL?
Yo, what's up, man? It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be down and down with the King Show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time. And I mentioned briefly just in terms of the group, in terms of what Pete Rock and CL Smooth did collectively together. Obviously the realness of the music, what stands out to me. I'm going on the assumption that was a very conscious effort on your part to deliver the real music that really touched people's soul.
Definitely. I think when you're growing up and you're growing and you're developing as a person, you know, you're like a sponge. So I just, gave people an opportunity at that time of my life to, listen to what I was soaking up, what I was absorbing through my youth and sharing it with the world.
Right, right. What I really appreciate is the fact that, as you just said, you're taking it from your youth. It was real life things that you were referring to or touching on. And that's the best way to connect with our audience, is it not?
Yeah, definitely. You just feel like, the developing, it is an art form, but it's also like a lifestyle. You know, when you live the music and you're talking about musically, it's just a blessing to have a soundtrack of your life almost.
It's got to be neat to kind of look back on that now when you listen to music, and it's your life really that you're replaying. It's got to be kind of interesting to go, wow, that's where I was versus where I am now.
Yes, I mean, it's a blessing. It's a great opportunity to look in back in time and see where your mind was, what was interesting to you, what caught your eye, what were you thinking back then, and where did you want to go with your music? So it was real music touches emotion, it touches real life, it touches, the people who you care about, the people who meant something to you in your music, and you got to live it out, you got to develop it, you got to write the autobiography musically of your life.
Was there anything you look back on now and go, wow, I can't believe I thought things that way or saw it, like your viewpoint is totally changed from then till now? Is there anything that you can identify?
I think just laying the blueprint down of what my grandfather taught me and where CL Smooth exactly came from. I think he was like a new morphed 90s image of my grandfather, who couldn't rap, but if he was able to rap, he would be CL Smooth.
Gotcha.
And that's basically where I got him from. I got CL Smooth from my grandfather, emulating his walk, his talk, the way he cleaned the needle for the record, the way he pronounced his words, the way he developed learning and dictating rules and regulations, and it just applied to my music.
Right, right. What's really cool about that is that oftentimes these are just the things that are innate or natural to us that we're doing, and not realizing that they're anything special or even having a lasting impact on people like it did with you. And that's got to be the best part about it when you're developing your own style, that you're just doing yourself.
Yeah, I just think that it was a high appreciation for, when you're growing and you're developing and you're going through, your growing pains, that you have these elders in your life that you can learn from and you can adopt their habits and their ways, and even their bad ways, you learn not to pick up those habits. So you're learning as well on all phases, on all gamuts of life, and how to make music, how to pronounce and develop where you're coming from and what audience you're trying to get in on, and just being happy with growing up and enjoying your youth.
You know, on the topic of learning, you know, when Pete Rock and CL Smooth came out, there were refer to the golden era of hip hop, or the golden age of hip hop rather, and there were a lot of incredible acts out there and a lot of groups and bands and artists. Were there any that you personally learned from professionally that helped your career?
Oh, absolutely. Heavy D and the Boys, Big Daddy Kane, Kid and Play, who I still work with now. I still work with Kid on some new music. Great guy, great, you know, genius mind at developing music and creating ideas. And that's what you need. You need people that inspire you, that take you to a place where you can be creative, where you can develop new things that surprise yourself. And I think that's what it's all about. It's all about artist development. It's all about being original. And it's all about working your originality amongst other great talent.
Good point. You know, when you said Kid, I thought maybe you say he taught you some dance moves or something, you know, on the floor.
Well, I mean that too. If that's what's motivating and inspiring, then we'll dance all night. But the whole thing is, I think people don't understand how, along with the dancing, how incredible and talented that, you know, this group was as far as rapping, as far as dancing, as far as acting. They held the whole gamut as far as marketing and developing. They had dolls, they had juices, they had merchandising, they had all these things that you can learn from. So when you look at Kid and Play, you might not see them in the hip hop area of development and creativity, but to other artists that have worked with them, as Pete Rock as well, is these are one of the powerful groups that gave Pete Rock his start. So, you know, when you look at that on a grand scale and what's going on now, it's like a great honor to work with all these groups and be inspired, like Public Enemy and Shabba Ranks and all these great groups that even R&B, you know, just coming out there and just being on all the remixes and all the different sounds of music that I was had the opportunity to work with and work on.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we look back at that time, right, I think certainly as listeners of the audience, we were incredibly blessed at the sounds that we were receiving, and we, as time goes on, you recognize how special that era was. Did you have any inclination back then in terms of how impactful it might have been, that era of music?
Well, you don't know. You don't have a crystal ball. You're too busy, you know, living in the moment to really recognize what is going to be the future. But in the back of my mind, I always felt that originality would stand out. Being true to yourself and you know, being true to yourself as far as artistically, as far as not going too far off base of who you are as a person, as a personality, as your personality, and being as real as possible and not going too much off base with character, but being who you are as a person and being real and not really changing the character, but just developing into you. And I feel it's hard for other artists to, you know, morph that and blend that in. Like, I'm, you know, this is something I live, so I don't, it's not like I put a mask on and take it off. I live this. I'm always CL Smooth. I'll always be CL Smooth. And the more I deny it, the more it's going to be true. So you might as well embrace that type of honor and that type of respect and run with it.
Right. You know, certainly not to show any disrespect to artists today, but there clearly is a difference between then and now. And you mentioned the word originality a couple of times, and I would say that the originality certainly it's not there, quite frankly. I think it's safe to say that. Any idea sort of what you think the might be the contributing factors? I know it's a big question, but just curious, sir, what you might think, why it is the way it is now.
Well, it's a different day of time. And, you know, right now, back then, you know, there are a lot of things that weren't factored in. You know, we didn't have a high level of, you know, the media. We didn't have multimedia. We didn't have all these gadgets to take us from the creativity. So when you, like, you know, when you have all these things now that distract you from being original, then you end up just copying what everybody else is doing. You know, back then we didn't have all this technology. We had to really get out there, and some Southern artists sold records out of their trunk. Some New York artists sold records out of the record store, mixtapes out of the record store. It was a lot of legwork. It wasn't about how media savvy you are. You know, what your Facebook looks like or what your Instagram looks like. There was no such thing as that. You had to be, either be good or you're not good. Either people wanted to buy your music and found you interesting, or you weren't interesting. People bought your music and didn't even know what you look like. They just loved your music. Now they got to know what you're wearing, what you look like. Are you appealing? Or, you know, everything that factors in, but it's a different day and time. They eat different now. They think different. They talk different. They dress different. So it's hard to compare two eras that are totally night and day. But at the same time, you know, there are artists that are very, very talented. And amongst the hustle and bustle of what their era is like, I think they're doing rather well compared to the scale of talent. And I think it stands out. And, you know, it's not an abundance of talent when I was coming up, but, you know, he chooses, and we all can be, you know, in that era of this great artist. Like, you know, Roy Jones was a great boxer, but he didn't come up in a great era where he had competition. So, you know, it's just different eras of love and respect, and music is universal. So, you know, you see where it's growing and you see where it's lacking. We're not stupid.
That's it. You know, when you sort of talk about artists today, I think what's most impressive, and you talk about the distraction, they're able to get through and stand out, and their talent stand out despite all that's going on around them. Because as you mentioned, it's your Facebook likes, your Instagram followers, how much, you know, retweets you get. You know, that's what the popularity, that's where you're, as an artist, that's where your success comes from first, and your talent is an afterthought. But these artists that are able to stand out seem to be the ones that are really impressive to me. So we certainly want to acknowledge that.
Yeah, that's where you have to give them all the praise and all of the credit. You know, you can't just look at your era and give your era all the credit and give this era no credit. I mean, I myself, I love different artists in this era, and I love the artists of the old era, and I love the artists that were before my era, like Public Enemy and all the Def Jam roster when it was real heavy. You know, so I'm just blessed to just be involved with the music and appreciate it as an art form.
Gotcha. We're talking about music a little bit. We want to get to P-Rock Seal Smooth Track from When They Reminisce Over You is one of your big ones, obviously. How many times over the course of your lifetime have people told you that's their favorite song of all time?
Oh, man, I've heard anything from It Got Me Through Prison to, you know, It Got Me Through the Death of My Parents to It Really Inspired Me to Want to Be Better. I think, like we were speaking on before, I think when you're real, when you talk real things, it just stands out more. This is what gives me the opportunity to eat today, is because I was honest. And people love somebody who's real. When you're fake, it just doesn't resonate. It doesn't grow. It doesn't appear 20 years later to be classic conversation and room for thought. And this is what music is supposed to do, create conversation, create what is going on yesterday and what does it apply to today. It's like Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. That music applies to what's going on today. This is timeless music. This is what great artists write. They write timeless music. And I feel like this piece was just a piece of art that people really didn't hear at that time about the plights and the ups and downs of a black household without guns, without murder, without raping, without robbing, and just saying, this is who my strengths are. These are who I go to when I'm in trouble and who I look up to and who brought me to this point.
It's got to be incredible when you hear, again, you said blessing. I think it's exactly what it is when people share how your realness has made a difference in their lives, and that would justify everything at that point for me. I guess it did the same for you to a certain degree.
Oh yeah. To give homage to the people who that you gave homage to while they were alive, and they gave them their roses while they can smell them. I think that was a good move from a young 21, 22 year old. You know, to be that astute, to be that he can. That he wants to give it up like that. And right. I think that's what these artists need to do today. They need to get in touch with what's right under their nose and pay homage to it, rather than give homage to something like the streets, which only gives you the fire to want to be better. It should never give you the drive to want to stay in it.
Right. Another song I want to make mention of, and more so because to me, when I think about it, how much fun it was to be a part of, and that was when Heavy D did it, "Don't Curse." You guys had an all-star cast, some of the best rappers of that era, and I think for me, why that song and you know, the song, the video, why it all stands out so much is that there was a message to it, right? And it just really stood out to me, like, wow, that. That's a great one. Talk about that song, man.
Well, I think it was like an out of body experience, such a nobody at that time, and be around all these great stars like the Grand Poobahs, the Heavy D's, the Cool G Raps, the Big Daddy Kings, and the Q-Tips, and really like just being all of, do I belong here? What am I doing here? Like what? You know, where am I going with this? But I think it just really gave me an opportunity to really feel what I was doing, more or less doing what I was doing.
Gotcha.
Just feel it. And that was the first time I ever felt like, yeah, this is where I belong. I might be going somewhere.
Well, you definitely did feel, no doubt about that. You know, we're talking about the song "Don't Curse," so why don't we give our listeners an opportunity to hear that? And when we get back, we'll get caught up with you and find out what you're up to these days, because you're still very much in the biz and making music for our listeners. But why don't we do this? Heavy D and the Boys brought us "Don't Curse," going all the way back to 1992 here.
This one definitely goes out on a censorship tip. So everybody sit back, relax, and have a champagne sip. We gonna teach these people out there who are against saying what we wanna say the right way. You know what I'm saying? So what we gonna do is kick back, swing with a funky beat by my man DJ P Rock, producer extraordinaire. Yo, P Rock, make it clear. I can flex, bend, lend a pen to a friend. Keep a party pimping from now till then. I don't have to swear, curse, or juggle lyrics in the verse to make a party bubble. So Mr. Censorship, tell me what's your problem? This girlie's on the corner, if wifey can't solve them, how does she say it? I'm curious, G, does she say honey love me or baby fund me? Anyway, we'll say what we wanna say, play how we wanna play, feels good that way. So G-Rap, it's time to kick up first, do your man a favor, and don't curse.
G-Rap. Telling me don't curse, I reversed and did it worse. First, I put a curse in every verse. I kinda got outrageous. Check it even, made a record how I'm doing all my B-I-T-C-H's. Ducks, it wasn't for the bucks. Every word that you heard is cause I didn't give up. Aw, shucks. And yo, I almost forgot. The curse is a block, but it's getting kinda hot. So I'ma let profanity retire. Hey, but if worse come to worse, I'll curse you out like Richard Pryor. So Grand Poobah kick up first. But do your man a favor and don't curse.
Don't curse, Russell. I won't curse. I'll take a famous curse word and just say koof. Koof flipped around the other way means huh. Boy, when I do it, see, I can't get stuck. Jump on a mic, then I earn a quick buck. Buck meaning loot. Then I grab some boots and step with my troops. For those who can't follow and got stuck, koof flipped the other way means is this a curse? I freaked a nurse in a hearse. But
but I made sure I had my hat first. It's time to kick a verse. God cipher divine, we can't curse.
In the verse, I say nope. Grab your mind, your hand, wash your mouth out with soap. Thinking to be the last one with the bad lingo. Scooping over skins in the church, playing bingo. Sounds of the Macadam fresh from the tailor. Because I made a movie when he cussed like a sailor. Better yet, dialect dirty like a subway. Freak a funky loop here to make it go the other way. In a vocabulary scrimmage, but cursing in my village ain't good for my image. So Big Daddy, you know it's time to kick a verse. But do your man a favor, don't curse.
Smooth rap inventor to enter. Rhythm discretion's 95, so there's no need to censor. Kiss wanna peep it, but you wanna beep it. What? I feel like slapping a sticker on your
chill, chill, say what?
Too magical, rhymes are too tragical for any source to stop. Came from getting capital. If I thought sticking me was dissing me, man, don't you know that this would be worse than Stephen King's misery? So clean all profanity, stealing it all the man to be. Rocking any microphone you hand to me. So heavy D, I'm about to disperse. I kick another verse, and don't forget not to curse. Hey, yo, Big Daddy, check this out. I'm about to do some old slides, slick, smooth, on the tricky tip stuff. I'm gonna bring my little cousin, the producer of this joint. His name is DJ Pete Rock, definitely part of one of the family. You know what I'm saying, G? And he about to flex on this head mic and get busy like his big cousin. You know what I'm saying? Check it. Big Rock, can't get verse, but don't curse.
God bless, but I can't mess around with the curses, so I'ma kick verses or a verse. Soul brother number one here to kick facts. Smoke the microphone and produce crazy tracks. Yo, I'm a bad bro, let's start the flow. I'ma kick rhymes till it's time for me to go. I can't curse cause Heavy D said so. Now I'ma get back to the subject, get wrecked. If you think I'm bluffing, just check with the crew. P-Rock can see y'all smooth, very down to earth. And we didn't have to curse.
Yeah, man, the abstract poet, Q-Tip of a Chaco Quincy to wreck. You know what I'm saying? Got my man Peter Rock, my man D in the house. And we're definitely chilling on a lifted tip. So bust the spit out. Flim, flam, flim, lick my big black stuff. Must I kick a curse to be rough enough? You can put the sticker where the sun don't shine. So back off and let me get mine. Visions in my head, one is dealing with hits. If I have four girls, then I'll lick eight hits. Wait, don't wanna hear no drama. Cause the bum diddly head is a favorite of my mama's. So I'll brew out and get mad lifted. Don't have to say up to show that I'm gifted. God bless me cause I reached my 21st FD. Don't drop a curse.
I'm talking about a verse without a curse, that's how I reach ya. I can rock a party without a swear or a harsh verb. Bad words, no curse words, Heavy D prefers. So swing, swing till the soul be clean rhythm. Before I say goodbye, let me tell you how I hit 'em. CLP, Rock G, Rap Maxwell, Big Daddy Q, Tip, and me as well. Time to say please, thank beat for the beats. This funky beat was made for the streets. Notice how clean that we kept every verse. But if worse came to worst, we all said a curse.
Back we are here on Down with King, the odd man in the building, along with CL Smooth. We just heard Don't Curse talk about how much fun that song was. The video seemed like a lot of fun too, CL. I gotta admit, it was a fun video.
I mean, an awesome video. Just to be around all those great artists that you grew up listening to, and now you're making a record with them. It was like it was just awesome. I hope that every artist gets the opportunity to walk in the same steps I did, because it was a dream come true when you look back at it. It was just such calculated, memorable, historical steps to climb into the music business and really try to reach the top of the music game with originality, with great music, with that jazz and that beat formula and that voice that really put us where we needed to be.
I'm particularly a fan of the message of Slick Rick at the end there. That always makes you laugh. Please, Slick Rick.
Yeah, really deep. Really deep.
No doubt. Let's get our listeners caught up to what you're up to these days, CL, because you're still very much, like I said before we went to the song, very much in the business and busy and active. What's happening these days for you?
Oh, I've just been having the opportunity to put a, together a great project that I'm looking forward to. The Life and Times of Corey Penn is the name of the project, and I've just been working very hard. I've been going out to L.A. and Texas to record, and I've just been having a good time doing it. It really feels like the times of making those great albums of my group, Deep Rock and CL Smooth, and it really has that same vibe when you leave the studio and that same feeling of success, of accomplishing a piece that, you know, you're proud of and you really want the world to hear what you have to say. So, you know, I'm divulging on a lot of topics of my life, of when people stepping out of the spotlight and people want to know the plights and the ups and downs of, you know, whatever a person goes through. You know, because not every day is sweet, and they right. want to know the bitter parts, they want to know the sweet parts, they want to know the obstacles that you had to overcome, they want to know how it inspired you to make this and create this music. So, you know, I want to give everybody an opportunity to you know, experience and go through that, the life and times of Corey Penn.
Very nice, very nice. You talked about stepping out of the spotlight. I think it's important to make mention that was very conscious on your part, as opposed to, you know, quote unquote, being your time is done kind of a thing. You sort of moved away, right?
Yeah, well, I felt that, you know, when you fall out of love with something and the business side takes over the creative side, some people stay with it, some people try to chase it, but I feel like if it compromises my creativity, then it's just best to step away. I think, you know, if you're a great artist, the music and the music business won't leave you. It needs
right.
you. So at some point, it's going to have to chase you. If I start chasing the music business, I don't think that I would be happy or successful. I think that the music business was a stepping stone to create another life beyond music. And I've done that, and this is what creates the music, you know, and that has to be first and foremost understood, that, you know, the music has to be created through real life and real life experiences. And without that, then the music can't be heard.
Very true. And again, and that ties right back into the realness we've been speaking about on and off throughout our conversation here. Was it a long decision process to come back into it, or was it something you felt like the time is right, let's do it?
Well, I think it was a timely process, because it's some things where, you know, you want to step away and you just want to be a regular person and you want to be treated as a regular person, but people won't allow you to do that when you have such a great talent.
I was
going to
say, is that possible?
Yeah. You know what I mean? When you have such a great talent, people don't want you to put it in a box and put it away.
Right.
They
right.
want you to, they want you to take it out, and they want you to use your talent, because not many people are born with that gift and born with that talent. So it's like, you know, this is what God gave you, share it with the world. If you're not helping yourself, help somebody else.
Gotcha.
So that's what inspired me to, you know, be re-inspired and fall in love with the music again, and fall in love with, you know, my group again, and start to really look at my shows different and the music that I'm making different, and really just really buckle in and get a newfound love for my creativity.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, I think it's awesome, again, that you found that love, and that you returned back, because, you know, a lot of fans, again, and that realness that we keep referring to, that realness fans are connected to that, and I'm sure you got a lot of positive messages and sentiments about making that return, and it's because of that realness and that connection you had with people. So I congratulate you on making that decision. It's an important one.
Oh, thank you. I think people, first and foremost, they have to get all the love and the respect for inspiring me and really not letting me forget who I am and what I'm about, what my purpose on life and on this earth is, to make people happy and create a happy and safe environment and give them 100% of my talent and love and respect for the people who have helped me develop my craft and get my music out there and supporting me. The crowd is getting younger and younger, and I think they really relate to that young man that first started out, and they can relate to that as young people.
Yeah, for sure. for sure. Well, again, congratulations, CL. We'll definitely keep eyes and ears open. The life and times of Corey Penn is, again, an exciting time for you. And thank you for being here on Down with the Kings on Maximum FM Hip Hop. To our listeners, let's get back to the music.
This is the killer. The killer. Time to make my move. Here to set my mark again. Life in times of glory, man. I just came from New York and hit Vegas. See me walking through the gender, all the different flavors. Stepping with Chris Bevins, pushing out the new line. Keep it on the grind, trying to set my shine. Limo rolling through the desert, way to California. Up in L.A. to do it just how we wanna. I represent the real, is why they loving me. I'm self-made, ain't nobody came and discovered me. I stay humble and hustle under these palm trees. Stay with my baby girl and my from Belize. Roll that Cookie Monster, take a hit of wax. Take a sip of wine and then I bust tracks. Time to make my move. Here to set my mark again. Life in times of glory, man. Cause I'm on my way. Here to rule this earth again. Life in times of glory, man. I've been CL, I've been a Don and smooth with it. I've been who act and know what to do with it. I'm one of one that will be none before me. After me is a casualty, it had to be. One hell of a G, baby, now give it up. My shit is banging, my lifestyle is live it up. How the ladies can dance to it, you learn what? Be happy and pass drinks and turn up. Now with that vibe, my soul band is locked in. See me come out, now the whole place is rocking. And I'm sold out, parking lots to the max. Holding right now, all you see is racks. Time to make my move. Here to set my mark again. Life in times of glory, man. Cause I'm on my way. Here to rule this earth again. Life in times of glory, man. What I contribute to hip hop and black music. Take pop and R&B and infuse it. The club with my the broads lose it. Run the city like I was Diddy and who knew it? Lighten up the scene and cause fireworks. Blocking off the streets, it's on high alert. Validate my team like the greats before me. Like a beautiful death, prepare for glory. My story's a true story, it gets deeper. Ease the pain with red wine, the best reefer. Got my queen in here, upgrade my stash. Hit the studio in Cali and made a smash. Tryna make my move. Here to set my mark again. Life in times of glory, man. Cause I'm on my way. Here to rule this earth again. Life in times of glory, man. Time to make my move. Here to set my mark again. Life in times of glory, man.